Hundreds of local people took to the streets this weekend in response to Donald Trump's inauguration as president. People wanted to demonstrate their concerns about the new administration. It started Friday night with a rally at Red Arrow Park in downtown Milwaukee, continued with a march on Saturday in River West, and included a vigil at Christ Episcopal Church in Whitefish Bay. Here are a few comments from over the weekend that our WUWM reporters collected.
My name is Cole Winston, and I'm here because I don't trust someone in the White House who hasn't any political experience and has shown great discrimination towards minorities, women, LGBT people.
Well, I'm Mary Ann Steger. I'm here to fight for the rights of all the people he is going to stomp on through his policies and through his very language.
So who is this message for?
It's aimed at helping to arouse the people so that we can take a stand, doing peaceful protest and challenging those things that people feel are violating our basic principles. You can't fight it from the top anymore. And so we have to start it at the local level. We have to work from the bottom up.
My name is Clarence. But I'm just here supporting the people for the cause.
And the cause is?
Well, I don't think highly of Trump's ideas and plans for us people as a whole.
My name is Brittany, and I just feel like he shouldn't treat different people in different ways, like such as the Hispanics trying to build like a wall.
Yeah, my name is Olivia Gundrum, and I am very afraid as someone who is going to be going into college next year. I feel afraid with people in authority who don't care about issues like sexual assault, people who are very uneducated about education in America, and people who are not looking out for the best interest of all people and really are just looking out for their own interests.
So what's your plan for the next 4 years?
Being just incredibly, incredibly vocal. So voice my opinion on social media, voice my opinion by calling representatives, making my voice and my opinion known.
I'm Lori D'Antoine. I'm here from Kenosha. And I don't usually go to these kind of things. I'm a complete independent when it comes to voting. But I feel that we need Mr. Trump to see how many people are out there and to keep in the back of his mind that at any time, any of these decisions he makes, we could do this again. And I think he's thin-skinned enough and does actually care about whether he's liked or not, that this will have an impact on him. And my special concerns are the environment, Planned Parenthood, public schools. Be president for all of us. This is time to get over who voted for you. We all are looking for some direction from the top. So be mindful. We're all here.
My name is Marlene Ott. I'm here because I think the only way we're going to fight what's happening in D.C. is if the people rise up around the country. Because the people in D.C. are not going to change their course. They're not going to worry about the little people. They're not going to worry about the brown and black skinned people. They're not going to worry about immigrants. It's up to us, ordinary people, to get out there and do something. They'll get the message eventually. I mean, if you look at the Vietnam War, it was the people in the streets that changed what happened.
It's Ira Lydell. We're really concerned of what's happening to our environment. This is our responsibility to care for the earth. We're all in this together. And if you mess the world up, you're messing your own world up. It's moving us to live in the real world with the leaders that we have, but don't let them slip things away secretly.